Rental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Verlander finished second in the Cy Young vote, 2012, 2016, 2018. Three of the closest races of the 21st century. So he's been really close several times. I just have a feeling they're going to say it's his time.
That's where the political end of it comes in. I mean, he's the bigger name.
To me, it's Verlander because he threw the no-hitter. It's a situation where A&M, it can unravel in a hurry. And had they lost this game, now it's like, I mean, people are already kind of shaking their head at Jimbo Fisher. They wanted that Auburn win. They wanted that Clemson win.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I had high expectations for this team. I thought they'd win one of those games. But I think they're closer to Arkansas than they are to Auburn, LSU, Alabama.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also, get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel and put your comments on there. Then you get to see Juggy Trey and the whole gang in there. Missed the first 2 hours. A lot of sports. A lot of Astros, a little college football, some shooting people, and an aircraft carrier. That's pretty much it. All available on podcastarena.com.
As I continue to obsess over the numbers of Justin Verlander, here's another number. So Justin Verlander had 6 losses this season. In those 6 losses, what's your guess on how many combined runs the Astros scored in those 6 games?
Okay,
took a loss.
A few of them. I'm going to go with 12.
You would have been over the number.
Really?
11.
I was going to set the number at 11 and a half, so.
Okay, well, that's a good number.
Yeah.
11 runs.
Yeah, I knew.
Is all the Astros scored in the 6 games that he lost, combined. Less than 2 runs per game.
See, what happens if that happens against the A's?
He did win some hardware. He won the Houston chapter of the Baseball Writers Association of America Astros Pitcher of the Year, Justin Verlander.
Oh, my. Who's on that panel?
I don't know.
It's probably it's
all the beat writers.
It's all the beat writers. I think.
I mean, how many Houston beat writers are there?
There's quite a few, actually. McTaggart, Jake Kaplan, Chandler Rome.
I'm pretty sure Jerome and.
Jerome's probably on there.
Brian T. Smith get votes on there.
We should get votes.
McTaggart's the chairman, so.
Yeah.
How come people who write down their thoughts get to make these votes, and us who come out here and just use our mouths to say them, we don't get votes?
Well, we're not members of the Baseball Writers.
Well, we should start up a Baseball Talkers.
I mean, you are local media.
Yeah. I mean, you can. I'm pretty sure that. I'd have to ask Brian what it. I know I was in the Baseball Writers for years, and I think I've told this before. I was 1 year away from
a Hall of Fame vote.
Hall of Fame vote before I wound up quitting. So.
Would you like to know who their MVP is?
Let me guess. The Astros MVP?
Yeah, it's only Astros awards.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still arguing it would be Verlander to me, but I'm guessing they went with Alex Bregman.
You'd be correct.
Alexander.
Very wise. Bregman. Who would be the rookie of the year for them? Did they go with Urquidy or that other guy?
Miles
Roy
Straw?
Don?
The other guy.
Yeah. Roy Don?
Yeah.
Miles Straw? No? No? Nothing? Crickets?
They also have a Daryl Kyle Good Guy Award.
I won that, right? No.
Not really.
Okay.
But if you want to take a guess.
Who's a good guy on that team? Jose Altuve?
Springer.
Oh, yeah.
He's a relief pitcher. Narrow it down for you.
Osuna.
No.
He was exonerated. He's got to be the guy. No?
No, it's Will Harris.
Oh. Okay.
And then there's also the Fred Hartman Long and Meritorious Service to Baseball Award. You'd probably never get that.
No.
Just Bridge
someone who's been doing it for a long time?
Yeah.
Just tell us.
Michael Brantley.
No. PA announcer, Bob Ford.
I would have voted Brantley there. PA announcer is the most overrated job.
Well, no. You know what the most overrated job is? Sideline reporter.
That sideline reporter is useless. Square. Yeah.
There's some people who are talented that do that, but in
not
general.
Many.
Not many.
Usually, and the rule is just be hot. That's all they really need from you.
But even that, there's almost nothing that adds to the broadcast from a sideline reporter.
No.
PA guy, at least in the stadium, you know what's going on, theoretically.
I don't know. I'm mostly annoyed at, I don't like PA announcers. I guess it's NBA is the worst at it.
Yeah.
Where if it's like full on excitement for every layup from one team, from the home team.
Yeah, it's like whenever the Rockets score, they're, and then whenever the Lakers score.
LeBron James, 4-2.
4-2.
Dude, it's so lame.
It is. It's shtick, though.
That's what these teams want, I guess. I just think it sucks.
But yeah, but I think the whole idea of a sideline reporter to me is just a joke. You know, I don't need to see you. I don't need to hear your thoughts. Oh, I talked to so-and-so, and he said this. Well, no bleep. Give me some insight. There's no insight there. But I think PA guys, well, the guy who does the Astros games, I think is pretty good for PA. The Rockets thing, I agree. It's kind of eh. And, you know, I don't really remember who does PA for Texans. I don't even know that I even notice it.
I don't either.
That's probably a good thing, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Well, I promised you a Rolex story.
Okay.
Let's say you're sitting on your couch and you drop your phone into the cushions. You start digging around for your phone. You find it, but you also find a watch.
Okay.
Turns out it's a Rolex.
Okay. Like a real one or one like, you can get in Tokyo for like 25 bucks?
Well, the first thing she did was ask her father, who was 92 years old and sitting next to him, and asked him if it was his. And he said, of course that's not mine. You know I can't afford a Rolex. And
Of course that's not mine.
Well, not
that's
only
an old man voice.
That's not bad. You know, you'll have that one day. Not only was it a Rolex, it was an extremely rare Rolex Daytona 6241 Paul Newman watch.
Oh boy!
Which
it's kind of watch Juggalo Trail have one day?
Care to guess?
Race car watch.
Care to guess what it's worth?
Let's go with $65,000.
You would be very low, sir.
Oh.
$250,000.
What?
That she found in her couch with this thing.
Did she get the couch on Craigslist?
I don't know where she got the couch, but apparently it was Paul Newman. He did a Daytona watch and...
Was the watch, like, owned by Paul Newman?
Well, no, it was his model.
Oh, okay.
But they produced the watch from 1966 to 69. Fewer than 3,000 pieces were made.
Damn.
And just a small percentage were fitted with the exotic dial, which this one was. So, yeah, $250,000.
Well, it's a nice couch. I'd keep that one.
Yeah, she probably paid 50 bucks for the couch somewhere. Yeah. So.
I got to start buying couches on Craigslist to see what I can come up with.
Somebody asked, how does a bridge have an award named after it? With Fred Hartman.
That's actually exactly what Juggalo Trey said.
Okay. Juggalo, you're standing right there. You can just say it. Don't text it in. Somebody says, Grandma had some explaining to do. Yeah, maybe Grandma was hooking up with Paul Newman. That's where it came from.
Good for her.
So,
I feel like that's worth more than $250,000 right there.
Hooking up with a grandma?
No, hooking up with Paul Newman.
Especially now because he's dead.
Yeah. It would be gross now.
Well, yeah, but whenever he was alive.
Yeah. And most of the Paul Newman, he was a good-looking dude back in the day, but big problem. Like, when you would have sex with him, he'd slather you in marinara sauce, and women tend to not like that.
And make popcorn for
Alfredo.
You.
Alfredo. It's disgusting. It's a big mess.
Damn, now I want Italian food for dinner. All right, 713-780-3776. When we
Paul Newman makes love to you. Yeah. Now Trey's like, how come I didn't get to make love to Paul Newman?
I like Alfredo. So
I'm pretty sure that he was not of legal age. Not.
This is right for all the juggalos and juggalettes.
The juggalos and juggalettes.
Did you see your boy was wrestling?
Yeah, he's a pro wrestler now.
Yeah, yeah. That was.
I don't like that. He sucks as a wrestler. I like him as someone who hurts himself.
Well, you can get hurt in wrestling.
Yeah, but not really. I mean, you could, but they're not going to let him get hurt. You know, these wrestling companies are being real careful with him. But, like, I like seeing him do backflips onto VCRs and stuff like that. I don't need to see him wrestling. That's not fun to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's...
There's enough guys who are, like, actual wrestlers who do that.
But he's built himself...
How many other guys are, like, doing, you know, backflips onto barbed wire ladders? I don't know anybody else.
Well, there's wrestlers that do stuff like
that. Not on the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to have to watch wrestling. Like, that's the problem with that stuff. You have to watch wrestling and then hope that somebody does something like that. I'm just looking for that.
You can watch backyard wrestling.
It's like if I could watch, like, I don't want to watch NASCAR, but if I could see only the violent wrecks, I'd watch that channel. You know, I'd be into that. I don't want to watch horse racing, but if I could see, like, where the horses collapse and die, that'd be interesting to me. I'm only in it for the meat. You know what I mean?
Murderer.
I'm only in it for the meat. You're a
murderer. Oh, man. All right. Well, I don't have a transition for this. I'm just going to tell you that if you've got high interest credit card bills and you're stressed out over it, well, guess what? Go see my friends at Lightstream.com. You can pay off your credit card balances and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can get as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. And listen, the national interest rate average is over 20%, especially on your credit cards. So your rate is fixed, and as rates continue to rise, your rate won't budge. The online application is quick and easy. You can apply right from your phone and even get the money as soon as the day you apply. And the cool thing here is they believe people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Just for the Blitzers, right now you can apply to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And I got distracted and didn't finish the watch story. I left out the best part. For us, for one thing, she bought it for $25 at a thrift store, the couch.
Okay.
And... it took 4 years before she found the watch. So she did call the couch store afterwards asking if anyone had asked about a missing watch or if anyone knew about the previous owner. And nobody knew anything about it. So she lives in Canada, and the guy from Bob's Watches actually flew up there to see it and found out it was worth $250,000. She didn't have the money to go to the States to have it looked at. So they actually went to her. So that's pretty...
This watch was on your daddy's wrist when he was shot down over Hanoi.
It's an uncomfortable thing. He was captured,
put in a Vietnamese prison camp. He knew. I guess you can't say all the words that he says. Yeah,
no, you can't.
Anymore.
Up my ass.
The way your dad looked at it, that was your birthright.
Nope. Yeah, I can't say any of
so that. He hid it in the one place he knew he could hide something. His ass. 5 long years. He wore this watch up his ass.
Died of dysentery.
I hid this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass 2 years. And after 7 years, I was sent home to my family. And now, little man, I give this watch to you.
Ding, ding, ding. that was good. But basically, she didn't have any money, so they came and they sold the watch for her. And guess what she's going to buy with her end of it?
A new couch?
No, she's going to buy a house and get a boob job.
Oh, respect.
Yeah. So, this guy from Bro Bible says, if you excuse me, I'm going to Goodwill to buy some damn couches.
For real.
Didn't just rip them apart. Yeah, I think that's the, you know, unfortunately, that's the, that's not going to happen. That's like a lottery ticket, right?
Yeah.
You just get lucky. But, hey, good for her. I mean, the fact that she's going to get new boobs, I'm a fan.
Yeah. I mean, you got to spend it on something, right?
Yeah. Well, a house, too. But, yeah.
It's overrated. Yeah, well, I mean, that's called her boob storage facility. It's her house.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Brother Bear asked if I'd gotten the Hall of Fame vote and then join ESPN, what I've had to relinquish. No, once you get it, you're there for life. And to be honest, I really, for the longest time, I quit following baseball. And I don't feel like I would have been. Well, I take it back because most of the people who come up were people I did either cover or was involved with or watched very closely. So, but like now, I mean, I haven't.
Out of the loop.
I don't feel like I would be. Well, I take it back because I wouldn't be one of those anti-steroiders.
I like
and
that.
Bonds and Clemens and those guys would be getting my vote every year. But
yeah, I wish you were in.
It wouldn't be enough. But yeah, I never really felt like I deserved a Hall of Fame vote, so I'm kind of happy that I don't have one.
Yeah.
And plus, it's easier now to just bitch about it. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, you want to go, you know what, I wanted to mention a couple things, little leftover things from Los Angeles. First off, did I tell you I saw a guy die?
I don't think he's told this on the air, but I heard you telling this to somebody.
Yeah, I was walking back from...
I hate when that happens, personally.
Well, there's a 7-Eleven across the street from the hotel, which, okay, before we get to that, now that it's over, I never want to stay at a hotel with 70 floors again. That was, I mean, I don't want to be in a box that long until I'm dead.
That's tough.
Because the way the hotel was set up, you had to go to the 70th floor for everything. Now, I figured out the last day there was a shortcut. You could go to 31.
31, yeah. I tried to tell you that.
Well, I think I figured out Friday, maybe. But even then, it's not really any different. You're just, you know, it's just, you're still exchanging elevators. But you had to go all the way to 70 and then down to 51. And I have to admit, I'm okay with heights as long as I'm in an airplane. I don't want to be that high unless I'm in an airplane, right? And I lived on a 21st floor for 5 years. But 70 and 51, there's a little difference there. That just feels weird. Plus, I'm, you know, anytime you're in that elevator, you're thinking, man, if this thing gets stuck, I'm dead. There's no way. I mean, 70 floors. So, yeah, that freaked me out a little bit. But I'm walking across the street because there was a 7-Eleven where I'd go to get energy drinks and stuff. And I'm walking across the street, and I see, like, 8 policemen surrounding the bus stop that was, catty cornered from the hotel. And next thing I know, they're like giving a guy CPR, and then the basically 2 ambulances show up, and I guess there were 2 guys there, and the one of them, they're putting him in there, and the guy's just kind of half-assing the CPR because they know he's already dead, but they're trying anyway. And they put him in there, and then it did the whole Dale Earnhardt thing where the lights were on but there was no siren. So yeah, I got to see a dead body. I don't know what caused it. I don't know what happened.
Want to see a dead body?
Yeah. And the other thing.
Did you touch it? Did you poke
it
with a stick?
No, but I was, I got.
Were you respectful? Did you take your hat off?
I got as close as I could get outside the police.
Did you take a picture?
I did not. Now that feels a little disrespectful to take a picture of a dead guy.
Disrespectful?
Yeah.
You talk to me about respect.
Yeah, yo, Adrian says, you want to be that high in earthquake country. Don't think that didn't cross my mind. Like, if I'm in that elevator.
I didn't think about it at all.
I did. If I'm in that elevator going from 70 to 1 or 1 to 70 and there's an earthquake, I'm dead. It's that simple. But their homeless problem is just ridiculous out there.
What's the problem? That there's campsites all over the city?
Well, I mean, ours is bad, but theirs is... Well, the police can't do anything to them out there.
Well, I mean, there's literally, like, communities. Like, you know, like what's under the downtown bridge here?
Yeah.
Is one thing. So Nick and I went on a scooter excursion to a brewery.
That's another problem, by the way. But, okay, go ahead.
And we rode through maybe some parts of town that were less than glamorous. And I mean, there was like half mile stretches where it was nothing but tents and tarps. And I mean, it was just great. The whole sidewalk, you couldn't walk on the sidewalk. Yeah. I mean, it was, it's pretty intense out there, man. I mean, the good thing if you're a hobo is the weather is nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not going to freeze to death.
Yeah.
Or, you know, die from heat like you do here. The one thing I will really give them, though, is, my God, the women out there are...
Oh, yeah.
It's beyond legendary. And I know...
Yeah, there's good-looking women.
Well, at Santa Anita, the bartender, we had maybe the most beautiful bartender I've ever seen in my life. And even at the racetrack, like here, no offense to any of my female friends who go to the racetrack, a racetrack 10 here is like a normal 5.5, 6, right? Like a everyday 5.5,
right.
6. Racetrack 10s there are actual freaking 10s.
See, that's the thing. The difference between us when we go to these places, I don't go to places where there are chicks. Like, I only hang out at breweries and things like that where there are no chicks.
Well, and this is a racetrack. There's not supposed to be chicks,
I'm
right?
A married man. I don't need to be around those kinds of things.
I know, but, well, listen, I went to a casino and a racetrack. There's not supposed to be women there. And the fact that there were, and the fact, well, now, I was in an area where you just
just his voice makes me laugh.
But I was in an area where there were some riches in there, so that may explain it. Because there were a lot of women in that room, and I never see that at a racetrack. But all the ones that were there, it's like, geez, even the bartender, man.
Were you guys all doing cocaine and
I was basically by myself betting.
Okay.
And drinking really good vodka.
There you go.
And I found this. They have this vodka there that's amazing that I thought was available here, but apparently it's not.
It's made with homeless tears.
Homeless tears and grapes, actually. Which is, you know.
All right. All right, Fred. All right. All right. Listen, if you own your home and you could use some extra cash, who couldn't use some extra cash? You need to look into TGS Insurance because they're saving customers money, like real legit money. And it's a great time to do it. Maybe you just got close to flooding and you're like, you know what? I need to change my policy. I need to get some flood insurance. Well, now's the time to do it. And even if you're signed up with someone else, TGS will take care of that. They'll take care of the back end. You could just free your mind and save some money. They'll get you out of the old deal. Text the word money to 232323. The system asks for your address. You send that back. Full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And the average customer this year is saving over $870 on home insurance. That could be you. Some saving over $4,000. $4,000. Look into it, man. See if it's you. Text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving today.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And, man, Mattress Mack's getting so much run over this bet in the media. You know damn well that he's going to make that much in furniture just because of it. Yeah. Can you turn on AJ's mic? That's probably a good start.
Come on, Trey.
It's all right. It's all right. He's got it's a learning process for these guys.
I thought it was on.
You turn on this mic. This is my mic.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
One and four.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You'll get it. Don't worry about it. Just, you know, we have to make fun of everything that goes wrong because otherwise.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's part of the gig. So, I wanted to do some of the early, just a few lines that I've been looking at. Central Florida -4.5 at Cincinnati on a Thursday.
You like Central Florida?
I kind of like Cincinnati.
Okay.
I was hoping to get a better price. Outside of 3.5, though, I kind of like Cincinnati. I haven't done all my final research yet. I do that tomorrow. Another one I find intriguing, Texas -11 at West Virginia. I hate that trip.
I hate Texas. I hate Texas as a favorite, but I think that they are way better than West Virginia.
Tulane -3 at Army.
I kind of like Tulane.
Yeah, I kind of do too. Here's an interesting one. Duke -4 against Pittsburgh. I know you're pretty big on those ACC games. I'm not. I suck at them.
I would like it better if it were at 3. At 4, I almost lean Pitt. I don't have a good opinion on this because when I first saw the number at 3, I was like, oh, I'm probably playing playing one way, and now I don't know.
If it's that close, it's a stay away in college football. Baylor, +2 at Kansas State. I don't have a feel.
I'm so mad about Baylor last week that I don't even know.
Oklahoma State has been money against the spread, -10 at Tech, though.
I think Tech sucks, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think they're very good, but that just seems like a lot in Lubbock. Let's see a couple more here. UCLA, -5.5 against Oregon State.
Man, Oregon State should have won against Stanford, didn't win. I don't know if they're – I mean, they covered, so thanks. Yeah. But I don't know if they're a team that I can be betting on to win games or even cover. UCLA sucks, but I think if they couldn't beat Stanford, then I'm just not going to trust them.
SMU opened -14 at home against Tulsa. It's now 12.5. I think they've got the number right finally with SMU because it's been easy money so far.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'd almost be on the other side of this because I don't think Tulsa's that bad. And is SMU really better than Oklahoma State? I don't know. Rice has kind of become a cover machine lately.
I have been.
+9 at UAB.
Yeah, pass.
Here's one for you. Georgia -25.5 at Tennessee.
I could see them covering that. I could see Georgia going out and sort of making a statement. That wouldn't surprise me at all, especially because, I mean, they're coming off a bye, right? Mm-hmm. Last game was Notre Dame where they struggled a little bit. Yep.
They'll want to make a statement. Tennessee's just not good. Here's one. I'm not in the habit of giving 32 points. But Oklahoma at Kansas, they're going to hang 70 on those guys.
Yeah. What's the number of Oklahoma at Kansas?
32.
Yeah, it feels like they can just call their number, yeah. But it is on the road.
Yeah.
Big favorite on the road.
I have to see what the weather's like, too, if it winds up being ugly. But Iowa State -3.5 against TCU.
I want to take Iowa State because, a week ago I was like, oh, Iowa State's the only team in the Big 12 with a defense. And they played good defense, and they couldn't score points against Baylor. Baylor's defense sucked before that, so I don't know what ISU is. I like them, but I'm falling out of love with them, certainly.
A couple more colleges, and then we'll get to the pros. How about this one? Memphis -14.5 at UL Monroe.
That hook probably scares me off.
Yep. Opened 13.5 and went to 14.5.
I think, and that's one of the ones I was looking at with power rating numbers, and I think it's pretty close to the line. It's passed.
Yeah, that's the one thing I've noticed this week is they've pretty much all
sharpened up.
Yeah, the power rating numbers are right where the line needs to be.
What's the current number on Air Force Navy?
Air Force -3.5.
I wanted them under 3.
Which, if you got on it early, they were -2.
I'm so mad at Air Force right now. Because of that thing last week, but
you know what? If
they're way better than Navy,
and I was so mad at UH that I didn't play them last week when I was pretty much convinced they were going to cover 7.5,
yeah,
and money line it. Some of the NFL lines: Bears and Raiders in England. Bears -5. I stay away from the London games unless it's the Jaguars or a team that's done it a lot.
Yeah, I'd probably look. What's the total in that game?
40.5.
I think I'll go under that.
I might do that too. Here's a battle of the cats for you. Panthers -3.5 over the Jaguars at home.
Jags.
I like the Jags quite a bit there. I'm telling you, this Gardner Minshew's got something going on. Fournette's running the ball like a beast again. And as long as they can keep Jalen Ramsey playing for him, that defense is pretty good. So.
And the Panthers struggled to stop the run last week. Of course, the Texans stopped running the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, now imagine if the Texans had a guy like Leonard Fournette.
Here's another one for you. Vikings -5.5 at the Giants.
Yuck.
In New York.
What's the total on that?
44.5.
Under.
Yeah.
Vikings, the Vikings offense is just abysmal.
If they can't run the ball with Dalvin Cook.
But that's the problem. They can run the ball on the Giants.
They couldn't against the Bears, but they will run the ball on the Giants. Patriots -15.5 at Redskins.
pass, but if I had to play gun to head, it'd be Patriots.
Saints are -3.5 at home to the Bucks. Boy, that half, I might go Buck there.
Boy, you're buying super high on the Bucks. I don't know. I just think they I hate their quarterback. I mean, Jameis is just bad, and he put up some points last week, so everybody's going to be stay away from me.
I just think the Saints coming off a tough Sunday night
That's
game.
True.
Texans -5 against the Falcons. I hate the Falcons. Give me the Falcons.
Yeah, I don't think you can give 5 points. I mean, have the Texans won a game by 5 points yet?
No.
All their games are real close. So
if they win, it'll be a late field goal. Here's an interesting one. Titans -3 at home against the Bills.
I think I like Buffalo.
I think I do, too.
I mean, Buffalo underrated performance last week. They gave up some – they turned the ball over a whole lot and still lost by 6 points to the Patriots,
yeah,
who everybody thinks is the best team. Tennessee's been very Jekyll and Hyde. And the Bills aren't going to run away from you, but you're not running away from the Bills either.
A couple other quick lines, and then you'll get out of here. Chargers -6.5 at home against the Broncos. Cowboys -3.5 against the Packers, and Chiefs -11 against the Colts. Any of those jump out?
No, not really. Maybe the Colts.
Yeah, I kind of feel like they can cover 11 points even in Kansas City. All right, well, let's tell the people about besthotelrates.com, and maybe you want to come to London and hang out with us. Go to besthotelrates.com because you know what you'll get? The best hotel rates. And, guys, they've got over 600,000 hotels around. I used them when we were in Saskatoon, of all places. I was able to get a hotel in Saskatoon thanks to besthotelrates.com. So go and check them out before you book your next trip. I think you'll find that you'll be very happy with what you get. And the customer service is terrific. It's just besthotelrates.com. That's it.
Yeah. And what are you looking for? You're looking for the best rates. Where do you find it? Best Hotel Rates. Besthotelrates.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And guess who's here to join us? A.J.'s off to watch The Joker. So I get Glenn Davis. So if you're on the Twitch channel, you actually get a handsome now. So this is the time to get on the Twitch channel because you got handsome Andrew in the... booth. We'll be doing Soccer Matters, which comes up next.
Producer extraordinaire. Youth is king, Andrew.
He's a useful mammal, I found.
He is a very talented young guy, and he's got a bright, bright future. I look at him and I say, if I was that talented and bright at that age, I might have went farther.
Yeah, if I didn't drink that much at that age, I might have gone farther, too. But and this age. So, Soccer Matters coming up next. First off, what do you got going for the people tonight?
Yeah, we got a couple of good guests. We have Sam Stachel from The Athletic, a very, very good writer, speaking of young guys who is writing well. But he writes pieces that brings a bit of healthy pressure to things, which I don't think we have enough of when it comes to soccer in this country, whether it's MLS and the national team. We've got Tom Marshall talking ESPN FC, another great guest. And we're going to talk about potential Dynamo managers now. We're going to get a little bit into that, who could potentially be the next manager and why.
Well, and what can they do in terms of hiring a manager to actually get people interested in this team? Because I'll be honest with you, I want to go to games. I want to be interested in them.
Sure.
And I know they've got a couple of players that are a lot of fun. But to me, there doesn't seem to be a plan. There doesn't seem to be a sense of urgency. It feels like a lesser version of the Texans to me, that I'm going to see the same thing every time. What can they do to get somebody like me to go to the games? Because I want to go.
Yeah, these are fair points. I think first of all, we have to put our big boy pants on, and we have to understand now that when we talk about improving this team, nobody's out to badmouth or air the dirty laundry of the Houston Dynamo. They want to see it better, and that's the good news. People give a damn, right? We hope.
I think people.
You gotta get a name coach. I think that's one way you can do it, is a name coach, some name players. We all see the separation in this league with teams that are their signings, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Carlos Vela, and players like that, Josef Martínez, that are out-and-out stars, that are playmakers, that are going to win you games. You can roll the dice by trying to do it you know, with a really a lower budget and very fiscally conservative, which I know some managers and owners have to do, which I understand, but it's going to really be hard to compete now. And in a league of parity, there is separation.
Yeah, and it was funny to me that they were still in the playoff race until, I guess, what, the last game.
I can't stand that about MLS. I mean, MLS is like the biggest safety zone. I mean, come on. Sports is competition. You know, if you don't make the playoffs, if you're one of the 10 teams that don't make the playoffs in a 24-team league, your season stinks, okay? No ifs, ands, and buts about it. You can't sugarcoat that. Your season stinks.
Yeah, it's interesting because I follow the team mostly through you. I listen to your show all the time. Soccer Matters coming up next. Not just the self-proclaimed best soccer show, the best soccer. I'm proclaiming it the best soccer
show. Well, it's the only
put
show
in your promo.
Yeah, but it's the only show you listen to. So yeah, I'm for one.
Well, that's true. But
yeah, you know, so but that's kind of hard to but that's not get that moniker.
But that's where I keep up with everything, and I really want to be interested in the team. I do. Yeah, it's just I don't. Yeah, I would like to see just one name that I know. Because,
I'm like you. I want the sport to be talked about more. I don't want it to be a team that everything we say about it is marketing. I want to hear people talking about the tactics. I want to hear people fired up about the coach. I want to hear people putting healthy pressure on organizations because that's how it makes everybody better. It'll make my radio show better if more people are involved. But the bottom line is the MLS product here has been handcuffed and driven into the ground. And I, like everybody else, want to see it come back.
Well, I'm making my first trip to London for this Texans-Jaguars game, and I am hoping to get to a soccer match while I'm there.
Taking it in the Premier League, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome because, obviously, I've never been to London, so I'm excited about this. The game's at Wembley, so I get to see Wembley, which would be cool. Oof. But I've got a couple my wife has some coworkers in London, big soccer guys, and so I'm having them scout everything out for that weekend.
Roll with them. They'll know where to go.
Yeah.
I got to run to Manchester coming up at the end of November with the author Tom Clare, and I'm going to see two games in 5 days, Aston Villa Spurs against United at Old Trafford, and then we're going to go to a dinner in his honor that's going to have a lot of the old famous Manchester United players there.
That sounds awesome. Maybe this is too much of a – maybe there's not a parallel here, but one thing that I really enjoy about watching European soccer is – when they do the Euro Cup and all these other competitions besides just the Premier League and everything else and the Champions Cup that are, what's it going to take? I know they have stuff like that here, but what's it going to take to kind of get a little more prestige on things like the Gold Cup or just whatever the one that the Dynamo got in last year when they won the
CONCACAF Champions League?
Yeah.
And, it's going to take MLS teams winning it more, I think, is number one instead of Mexican teams. Yeah. I think that's number one. I think as far as the league is going, I think there's a lot of tremendous things that are happening there. But, we talk so much about expansion and all, and that's great. And the game is growing. Austin FC is going to have a team that could benefit the Dynamo and FC Dallas. But I sometimes get overwhelmed with all the expansion talk, all the talk of all these things that are non-competitive. I want to see teams get better and continue to get better. I want to see more players here. I want to see an expanded budget. I want to see my hometown team be more successful and competitive. And I want to see the team that puts together the best record during the regular season, like LAFC, get a huge advantage because of that. Because soccer, to me, is about consistency. And I fear that they don't want to do that because it's a playoff system and it's very much based on the NFL.
Well, one last question, because one of my favorite things about European soccer is relegation.
Yeah.
And if you're going to keep expanding here, why not have relegation in the MLS?
It's a conversation that comes up all the time. There's a lot of people that want promotion and relegation. Without it, there's a safety net for owners. There's a safety net for teams. And like you said, everybody's in the playoffs until a couple weeks left in the season. And it's ludicrous. And I really think MLS and everybody has to look at that because I know there's a portion of people love it the way it is. But that is something that has to be looked at because in the end, this is professional sports. This is about competition. This is about winning.
Well, appreciate you coming in. Because I want to be one of your fans. I want to be a guy who goes to those games.
I'm trying to earn your loyalty.
Well, you have my loyalty.
Do I got AJ's job now that I'm in here?
You did for a whole segment. Congratulations.
All right. Very nice.
So, okay. Guys, stick around if you want to hear more soccer, even if you don't, just because Glenn's show's terrific. I mean, he does such a great job. So does Andrew. I know Victor does a lot for you, too. Those guys are
These guys are great. And by the way, we love the Blitzers who hang on and tune in. Every once in a while, a Blitzer says to me, hey, I got to like soccer a little bit more. So I love that kind of stuff.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay sports, you bitches.